Hello. Hello.
I'm John.
And I'm Drew.
And you're listening to The Hourcut,
our ever-growing library of everything, 1 hour at a time. In the Persian Empire, people would pour grape juice concentrate over snow in a bowl and eat this as a treat.
Ice cream.
I imagine that like cut to titles. Blom.
That's your cold open.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a hell of an anecdote. The Persian Empire.
I just read it.
This is like Turkey, right? Isn't that where Persia was?
I think
modern
maybe.
Day Turkey.
Yeah, right.
Can you eat ice cream in Turkey? Is that allowed?
Ooh, good question. Maybe that's the origin of ice cream.
Pouring grape juice, grape concentrate.
What's it made of?
Well, it's grape concentrate is made of grapes.
The juice
of grapes.
I'm trying to find out. Milk,
right? What's ice cream made of?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's milk and cream and ice and sugar.
Salt.
There's salt in ice. Oh, you're right. Yeah, there is.
The main ingredients are milk or cream.
Right.
And sugar.
Milk or cream.
But
not
don't
necessarily
they use salt
both.
Too?
I think they use both. Yeah. They definitely, especially if you get like a salted caramel flavor ice cream.
Oh.
There's salt
well,
in there.
Yeah. Ice cream is a frozen dessert usually made from dairy products, such as milk and cream, and often combined with fruits or other ingredients and flavors. Most varieties contain sugar, although some are made with other sweeteners. In some cases, artificial flavorings and colorings are used in addition to or instead of the natural ingredients. The mixture of chosen ingredients is stirred slowly while cooling in order to incorporate air and to prevent large ice crystals from forming. The result is a smoothly textured semi-solid foam that is malleable and can be scooped.
That makes it sound dangerous.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Like, you know, prevent the ice crystals from forming.
Too large.
Yeah.
You don't want them to form large.
Don't let the ice crystals form too large.
This foam needs to be semi-malleable and scoopable. You fool.
Hagar, you will make me a new batch of ice cream. It will have fewer ice crystals.
Is that King Zarkon? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hagar. Isn't that what he sounded like? Yeah. These ice crystals are too large.
Father, my ice crystals are just the right size.
Leave it to my son, Prince Lotor.
Lotor, you are a failure.
That's right. I'll show you the finest ice crystal. I constructed a road beast out of ice crystals.
Hagar, that's minuscule.
But that's what you asked for.
But if we're gonna defeat the Voltron Force, it needs to be much bigger.
That's a lost episode of Voltron.
Oh man, that is one Robeast I would gladly go to combat
look
against.
Out. Voltron,
flying chocolate.
This foam is semi-malleable.
Yeah, but it's solid enough to scoop.
That's pitch. That was my pitch impression. What do you think of that?
That was incredible. That was good.
I like referring to it as a foam.
Yeah, yeah. Semi, what was it? Semi?
Semi-malleable.
Semi-malleable foam.
Yeah. Yeah. Sounds delicious. A lot of people, I think, mistakenly claim that ice cream was first served at the 1904 World's Fair in St. Louis. That is incorrect.
It is?
I believe it may have been the first time that the waffle cone was popularized.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that's more likely.
And even that, I think, is suspect, maybe?
Popularized is different than unveiled or invented.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It makes sense. I think a lot of things were probably invented before
the World's Fair,
right? Because what are the chances that these guys just go there? They're like, I'm going to set up a booth at the World's Fair. Yeah, what are you going to make?
I don't know. I'm going to bring some ingredients.
But it's the place to be. It's
the
fair.
I'm a waffle maker. I don't know.
Sit there experimenting. Mm-hmm. It's like the X Games, but it's with like cooking implements. And
people are walking by like, what are you making? I'm making waffles. Nah, whatever. I got to think of something else
gotta
to do.
Something. I need to jazz this up.
And like he looks across the way. Some guy's scooping ice cream in a bowl.
Wait a minute.
You there.
That's semi-malleable foam.
It's just solid enough to fit in one of my waffles.
It's scoopable. Yeah. I don't think it was actually invented there. But that's where we traditionally attribute it to. That's where it got big, right? That's where it
Well, the waffle cone.
Yeah.
Not ice cream though, right?
Same thing.
Over in Europe you had all sorts of like ice cream type things like gelato. Which is really just
Does
ice.
Gelato predate ice cream?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was like a build on ice cream. I thought it was Italy was like, hey.
Hey. Well, listen up. This is from Wikipedia.
Okay.
Ancient civilizations have served ice for cold foods for thousands of years. The BBC reports that a frozen mixture of milk and ice was used in China around 200 BC.
Oh.
The Roman Emperor Nero had ice brought from the mountains and combined it with fruit toppings. These were some early chilled delicacies. A lot of people are like, ooh.
I just like this picture of the emperor, the Chinese emperor. You know, demanding ice to go with his fruit toppings.
No. Nero. That was Nero.
Oh, Nero. Day. Nero. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. Well, same thing.
Yeah.
Still a pretty comical scenario.
Ice cream recipes first appeared in 18th century England and America. The recipe for ice cream was published in Mrs. Mary Eel's Receipts in London.
In her receipts?
That's the name of the book.
Somebody had to, like, reach into her purse and get the receipt.
Oh, this is excellent, actually. This is 1718 when this was written.
Wow.
To ice cream.
Oh, it was a verb first.
We're icing some cream.
Oh, okay.
To ice cream. Wait, can you do a woman with a British accent? To ice cream. How does the queen sound?
To ice cream.
I can only do like a
yes, well, I'll try to speak like a woman. To ice cream.
That's what it is, right?
To ice cream.
Take ten ice pots. Fill them with any sort of cream you like, either plain or sweetened or fruit in it. Shut your pots very close. To six pots, you must allow 18 or 20 pound of ice, breaking the ice very small. There will be some great pieces, which lay at the bottom and top. You must have a pail and lay some straw at the bottom. This sounds like awful ice cream.
Yeah.
Who would eat this?
British people. That's who.
Yeah.
Then lay in your ice and put in amongst it a pound of bay salt.
Salt. Bay salt. Is that the same thing as salt?
Well, the salt, I think the salt makes it that much colder. Like it kind of, like if you combine ice water and salt, yeah, it gets super cold.
What about, but don't you put salt on ice to melt it?
You can, yeah. But it's weird. I don't know, okay?
I'm not British.
Set in your pots of cream and 93 lay ice and salt between every pot that they may not touch. But the ice must lie round them on every side. Lay a good deal of ice on the top. Cover the pail with straw. Set it in a cellar where no sun or light comes. It will be frozen 4 hours, but it may stand longer. Then take it out just as you use it. Hold it in your hand, and it will slip out. When you would freeze any sort of fruit, either cherries, raspberries, currants, or strawberries, fill your tin pots with the fruit, but as hollow as you can. Put to them lemonade made with spring water and lemon juice sweetened. Put enough in the pots to make the fruit hang together and put them in ice as you do cream.
Put the candle back.
The earliest reference to ice cream given by the Oxford English Dictionary is from 1744, reprinted in a magazine in 1877. 1744 in Pennsylvania Magazine History and Biography, among the rarities was some fine ice cream, which with the strawberries and milk eat most deliciously. So you got some pretty early.
That's early. That's older than America.
Yeah.
Forget the World's Fair. Forget St. Louis. Forget the world. Ice cream's older than all of it.
Now, it says here that ice cream was introduced to the United States by Quaker colonists who brought their ice cream recipes with them. Confectioners sold ice cream at their shops in New York and other cities during the colonial era. Ben Franklin, George Washington, and Thomas Jefferson were known to have regularly eaten and served ice cream. First Lady Dolly Madison is also closely associated with the early history of ice cream in the United States. One respected history of ice cream states that as the wife of U.S. President James Madison, she served ice cream at her husband's inaugural ball in 1813.
I like that picture of the Quakers. Like they bring their recipes with them, yeah, nothing else.
That's it.
They're like, Angeline, don't forget to fetch the ice cream recipes.
We need it when we go to the new
when
world.
When we get to the new world. We bring to this new world ice cream.
Oh, let's have some. Well, we didn't bring it, but we know how to make it.
We can show you.
Have you any tin pots? Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Crush a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it. You better gain weight. You better hit bullseye. The kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so ice cream goes back a little further than I had thought, than most people think.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody
yeah.
thinks.
Yeah. I don't know that I agree, and I don't know that they're making the case for this, but some grape juice over snow, to me,
that
an ice
sounds,
cream does not
nope,
make.
Nope, that sounds more like a snow cone.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a precursor to a snow cone.
It is a snow cone.
Was it served on a cone?
Ice.
Was it
it's
put in a cone?
Ice.
It's shaved ice. It's Italian ice. In Persia. It's Persian ice.
Hey, Mario. What is the ice? Where's the ice?
That's what you do with like your spoiled wine grapes, right? You
is it?
Squeeze
yeah.
them over ice,
yeah.
and you got wine
wines,
cones.
Wine cones.
Wine cones. Shaved wine.
Ice cream is
I really, really like ice cream a lot, a lot.
A lot. Now, this is a summer series episode.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, do you like ice cream more in the summer, or do you like it more in the winter, or equal? Do you never have a preference? Like, are you always inclined? Are you ice cream inclined 24/7?
I think I am 24/7 ice cream inclined.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's rare that I would say no to an ice cream.
Yeah.
An iced cream.
I think that is because it is a malleable foam. It is a semi. But yeah. I think that cream aspect of it,
man.
That you can take that year round. Like, you know, we talked about, I think in the last summer refreshments episode, we talked about how certain things go well with the summer, well with hot periods, right? And Slurpees, right?
Yeah.
We talked about Slurpees.
Yeah.
Like, I am not going to get a Slurpee in the winter time.
No one is.
But I'm going to go get ice cream in the winter time.
Yeah. Well, here's where I think the summerness comes in. I don't really go, when I eat ice cream and it's cold out, it's ice cream that I've bought at a store, generally.
You're eating it in a warm place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when it's warm out, like when it's summertime, then I like to go to an ice cream stand or something, you know?
Yeah, it becomes an event, a destination.
Yeah. And then it's more of a treat.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's always a treat. But I think, though, there's more, you go, it's a different thing, right? Because when you get it, when you have it at home, you don't have the choices, right?
Well,
you just
have what you
have.
Unless you buy like 17 cartons of ice cream.
Which I don't. I could.
You could. Nothing stopping
you.
Yeah,
we could. You know, like, we're adults and we have our own money.
We could make, we could fill our freezers with ice cream.
Yeah.
And then when people be like, when people say, what kind of flavors do you have? Whoa. Then you could just go down the list.
Yeah.
That'd be butter great. Pecan, Rocky Road.
I feel like that's an achievement.
They got Mississippi Mud. They got Chocolate Eruption.
That should be an achievement of adulthood, to fill your freezer with ice cream.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree. And your pantry with like Hostess products.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is turning out to be a great episode. Great ideas.
Well, but like you go to an ice cream stand, you know, be it something like Baskin-Robbins or
31 Flavors.
Yeah, or maybe it's the Ice Cold Stone Steve Austin Creamery. Or if it's, you know, one of those places.
Stone Cold Creamery. Just whooped your ass.
Yeah. Just whooped this cream.
What's that other
into
one?
A delicious foam.
A semi-malleable.
Well, here's the...
A semi-malleable jabroni. what's that other one? There's Cold Stone.
Maggie Moose.
There's Maggie Moose. There's like an
Overvice.
There's another one, though, that's like not Cold Stone, but it's some kind of creamery or...
Oh, is there?
I feel like there is. Yeah, I don't. We'll think about it. I'll come around to it. Yeah, Maggie Moose. Maggie Moose, was that the first one that started putting all the junk in it, or giving you the option of putting all the junk?
I don't know. You know, because
that's where I first did that. But
I first did it at Ice. At Cold Stone.
Stone Cold Creamery.
That's the first place I remember. Where they like, you tell them what you wanted, and they put it on that cold slab, right? And then they work it in.
Well, I think the Cold Stone is that they're the purveyors of the slab. I don't know that Maggie Moose has the slab.
They have
a slab, but I don't know that it's like the Cold Stone.
Oh, right.
You know, I think it's just a flat surface that they put ice cream on. But yeah, and then you have like a bevy of toppings. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then you select the ones you want. They smoosh them all together.
Yeah.
So they're basically like, what you're getting is like a Rocky Road type product where it's all these things mixed in, but they're doing it fresh right there. Yeah. And you can customize it however you want.
They have some recipes, you know, like,
they'll
be like, you can have our butter, double butter, crunch, combo.
Our rainbow explodo.
Yeah.
They always have stupid names.
Yeah, yeah. Our
like, cake, this is our cow cake. Suicide.
Our cake and bake.
Oh,
this is our double whammy zowie.
Yeah, yeah.
Zin Vandel.
This should be a contest. This should be.
Yeah.
This is our new poll. I want you to like create the weirdest, yeah, most disgusting sounding fake ice cream dish.
Yeah. There's one that's just, this is the poot.
Oh. <Aww. laughs> I want that to be the full name, though. It's not.
Yeah,
just,
that's all it is.
It's not just the poot. It's,
oh,
this is the,
oh,
poot.
Oh, this is the poot.
Yeah. So yeah, you go up to the counter. You're like, yeah, can we get one small, this is the poot, to go?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's, that reminds me of the, is it Cold Stone who has the sizes that instead of being small, medium, large, they're like it, love it,
and live it.
Yeah, like this, there, that's, yeah, I need a like it.
You are making this up.
No. I want to.
They do that. They have.
I want a Berry Jerry cream in a love it size.
That's offensive. That bothers me.
I want a John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
Jelly Belly Bingo Bango.
I need a Jelly Belly Blast.
I need a Hagar's Delight.
I need a Baja Butterfinger. That would be coconut Butterfinger
and Baja.
Yeah. Sea spray.
A little piece of Mexican
sea
dirt
spray
put in there.
Yeah. I need a Swedish fish and chips ice cream, please. You know what it is? A Swedish fish and chocolate chips. It tastes good, but it sounds gross.
It's Don't like it. Don't like it.
You know what the worst thing about Cold Stone Creamery, I don't know if they still do it, but if you, they have a little tip jar, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And if you tip, they all start singing. They're like,
is it always the same song? Is there like a theme song?
Yeah, it's.
Is it Stone Cold's theme
song? I want to say it's like the. Maybe it's zippity doo da, zippity a.
Somebody gave us money today.
Plenty of sunshine coming your way.
That's a problem because it melts our ice cream today.
Oh, it's terrible.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
I think I've only been to Cold Stone maybe like one time and I got out of there as fast as possible. I don't like that. I don't.
Well,
the thing I like crazy combinations. I like making my own crazy combinations,
yeah,
and they never turn out well.
Yeah.
Like I'll be like, there's like a classic instance of this where I was like, yeah, I'll take cake batter, ice cream, and bubble gum,
ugh,
and Twizzlers or something. And they like roll it all together, and
yeah,
like you can see the guy who's like,
yeah,
making it. He's like, saying to himself, like, he's like, I'm quitting right now.
Yeah.
And I get it, and I get like two bites and then I throw it away because it's terrible. I like doing that. I like those crazy combinations, but I hate that culture.
Yeah, that crazy combo culture.
Yeah, yeah. I hate the we're gonna throw all this weird stuff into a thing and call it something zany.
I like the Belly Blues. Mm-mm. It's got Pepto-Bismol. Tums.
Advil.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything for your belly.
Oberweis.
Is it called Oberweis? Like,
is that how you say it?
I call it Oberweis. That's another place that
Weiss.
I don't like.
Oberweis. Why don't you like it?
Oberweis. I don't know.
I had.
It feels. The thing with those places, like. This and I admit, this is me. This is my problem. But like when you say like an ice cream place, an ice cream parlor, I think they should all be independently owned mom and pop joints.
Okay.
You know, when you say ice cream place, ice cream joint, ice cream shop, to me, that says this is a very grassroots operation.
Hmm.
These people have been doing it for a long time. Or maybe they haven't. Maybe they're upstarts. That's fine, too, you know. But the whole idea of like a chain, an ice cream chain, that bothers me.
I can't think of an ice cream place that isn't a chain.
Really?
Around here.
Well, I'm thinking like places like Crown Candy, you know. You can get sundaes and cones and stuff
really
like that.
It's not an ice cream place, though.
Well, but...
I mean, they have ice cream.
Yeah. Ted Drew's is not necessarily an accurate example because it's not ice cream. But there are places like that. Well, Mr. Wizards. Is that custard or is that ice cream?
That's custard, I think.
All right. Maybe there's something wrong with St. Louis.
Yeah. I here's the thing with Oberweis. When the first time I went there was actually fairly recent, maybe a few years ago, right? And I ordered a chocolate ice cream with, I think it may have had Reese's peanut butter cups. And it had like a peanut butter ribbon and the chocolate. And then it had peanut butter sauce. And it was really good.
Huh.
I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And I've been to Oberweis since then. And I cannot. I don't know if that was the last time they ever had that dessert. I've had things similar. But I can't seem to replicate that. The wonder that I experienced when I ate that. Because they have a dessert still, and it's like chocolate with peanut butter and Reese's, and I'm just, but it doesn't, I'm not like blown away by it the way I was that one time.
Huh.
And it bums me out. I want that again.
Is that, would you say that's like your favorite ice cream dish? Like, if you're going to pick one, like chocolate and peanut butter and
peanut
butter cups and...
No, it's difficult. Ice cream is such a... I have a lot of favorites. So one thing, I really love just vanilla ice cream with chocolate syrup.
Good. Uh-huh.
And what I do, maybe you do this too, and that was to anyone who's listening. I put the chocolate syrup on, right? Mm. And then I stab the ice cream a lot, okay? What that does is that starts to mix the chocolate syrup.
Cross-contaminate. You get like a little chocolate syrup on your spoon and then you jab it in there and now there's chocolate syrup inside the ice cream.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a malleable foam, so it's pretty easy to do. And then I eat maybe one quarter to one half of the serving that I've given myself. And at that point, I can no longer contain the desire to mix it together until
stir
it's,
it.
Yeah,
until ice cream soup.
Yeah, chocolate ice cream soup.
But you just said it was vanilla.
But I put chocolate syrup all over it.
Right. So it's just ice cream soup. It's equal parts vanilla and chocolate.
Yeah, but it's got chocolate flavoring.
Yeah, but that's
it's not
beside
chocolate.
The point.
I know, but it looks chocolatey.
Okay.
I really like that.
It becomes a bowl of,
do that?
Chocolate goop. Chocolatey goop. I do. I love that.
Okay.
The thing I feel this is embarrassing. I'm gonna admit something here I think is embarrassing.
I've never had ice cream.
I'm afraid of foam. that concept did not naturally occur to me. Like, I did not
had to tell you.
Pee-wee's Playhouse told me.
Oh.
I think it was the very first episode of Pee-wee's Playhouse. They made ice cream soup. And I immediately, like, I got up off the couch, and I'm like, Mom!
That's
I run
what
inside,
that's
and I'm
like,
I need... Oh, sorry. Mom! I need ice cream soup! And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys! I'm putting my banana Dixie cups on flavors and push up to
satisfied, yes. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Now, do you? So you prefer the chocolate syrup? You like the goopy stuff, right? Is that like I'm talking in contrast to like the shell? Like,
yeah,
because the shell you can't really mix.
Yeah, yeah.
But for a while, I was big on the shell, the chocolate shell.
This is like a
Dairy Queen thing, I think, originally, where
maybe.
You get like a cone of ice cream. I guess you could do a bowl too. And then they pour this like fast freezing chocolate
it's
over
disgusting,
it.
Disgusting, actually.
Really? You don't like that?
No. I mean, the
oh, the process, yeah. The concept behind it.
No,
yeah.
No, the substance they use is disgusting. I know because I've interacted with it.
You've sparred with the,
yeah, well,
the shell.
As you
the chocolate
and
shell.
Everyone who listens to the show knows I worked at Fritz's Frozen
Custard.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, okay.
And we had that stuff.
Oh, really?
And when you get it, it comes in a big can, basically, like a big tin can.
Mm-hmm.
And when you first open it, there's this like layer that is probably like an inch or two thick of just grease, like fat,
ugh,
like oil, or whatever, you know. And you put it in a heater, like a little hot box,
mm-hmm.
and it melts, and you mix it all together with the chocolate that's in there, and then it'll do its fast freeze kind of thing. But it has to stay hot, otherwise it congeals into that gunk again.
Oh, and then you get the, yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, that actually sounds great. Like, I'm thinking back now, thinking, like, wouldn't it be awesome just to have, like, a big chunk of that to chew on?
That.
That a big chunk of the shell.
Ugh.
Like, just like a nugget of chocolate shell.
I'm not explaining, because it doesn't look like chocolate when you open it.
Oh.
It looks like, you know, it's like yellow.
Ugh.
Yeah, it looks like it shouldn't be there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The first time I opened it, I think I was like, whoa, I think this one's bad. And they were like, no, just put it in the heater. And sure enough, it melts into that chocolatey.
What is in that?
It's some kind of fat. I don't know if it's like what helps it set so quickly or what, but it's not natural.
It doesn't sound.
But it's good. I mean, I agree with you that I like it a lot.
It was a phase. It was I don't even think about it now anymore when I'm getting ice cream. But
childish.
For a while, I was like, I'm not eating ice cream unless I can get a shell on it. Like to the point where I even how does this work then? Because
I'm not gonna get ice cream unless I get.
I'm
a
not
shell
getting ice cream
it.
Until I get a shell. There was take home stuff like you could buy at the grocery store, magic shell stuff that you
was
would
there?
Put. Yeah, it was actually a harder shell than the stuff I would
that's
get.
That's why.
Derek, oh, because that's why it wasn't like goopy or had the yellow stuff.
Yeah, it was the harder shell.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I believe you. I mean, you're the authority on frozen
was
treats.
It liquid.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was like
what did it come in?
It came in the same type of container that your regular Hershey's chocolate syrup does or Nestle or whatever. And you would just pour it out of there
and it would
over your ice cream and it would harden. And then you'd have this. Well, it was never, it didn't flow like the other stuff did. Like the other stuff conformed to the shape
the
of the
stuff
ice cream.
Was liquid, like water.
Yeah.
Until it hit the.
It was
ice
like
cream.
The T-1000 of desserts. It would just, it just drape over the substance, whatever ice cream you had underneath it, and it would just form fit to that shape. This stuff that I would get from the grocery store basically just sort of came out and was like, I'm frozen.
Yeah.
You know, so, hey.
All right, fine.
I guess it'll do.
So now I also have other favorites, ice creams.
Oh, now. Currently, immediately, right now.
Oh, now. Bunny tracks. What? Bunny tracks. Let me talk to you about bunny tracks.
I'm already a little bit
perturbed. Are you familiar Are you familiar with the Blue Bonnet brand?
Yeah.
They have a flavor called Bunny Tracks. And what it is it's vanilla ice cream with a fudge ribbon.
Okay.
And peanut butter Well, it's like Reese's kind of, but they're in the shape of little bunnies.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. Okay.
I think that's it.
So they're peanut butter on the inside of the bunnies, and those are sprinkled throughout and mm-hmm. along with this ribbon of chocolate.
And the ribbon of chocolate is incredible. That mm-hmm. makes it. That's exact. Like, I don't know. I almost don't even need those bunnies.
Is it a ribbon of chocolate ice cream or is it a ribbon of
fudge.
Like, oh, okay. All right.
That's what I said at the beginning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear that part.
I also very recently have come to like, I think it's Ben and Jerry's Americone Dream.
Oh, that's good. That's the Colbert
yeah,
one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That one's good.
Yeah. And I came to like it because Ashley really likes this. It's a similar one. I think it's called like Caramel Cone Crunch or something.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Haagen-Dazs, but it's caramel flavored ice cream with the cone bits in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Americone Dream is vanilla, so I prefer Americone Dream.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite.
Those are your faves. I don't know if I have a fave.
Really?
Really. I mean, I definitely go with the more creamy, vanilla-y base, mm-hmm. you know, with caramel or something mixed in there.
Yeah.
I don't typically go for the chocolate or the fruity.
I never do fruit stuff.
I will sometimes do
I don't
fruit
ever.
Stuff. Well, thank God, because if you put peanut butter rabbits inside of like a strawberry,
I know
that would be ghastly. I like those coffee ice creams, like where you get
sometimes I like
it's them. Like either a chocolate or vanilla
sure.
cream, and then it has like little chunks of espresso or
yeah.
little bits of chocolate in there. Coffee flavored ice cream with chocolate, I like that stuff. It's good.
Yeah,
it's good. I used to go to Ben and Jerry's a lot, and I haven't been back in years.
Is there an actual shop around here?
Not really close, and that might be the reason mm. why. Like, I used to be in closer proximity to it.
I was always really impressed with Baskin-Robbins as a kid.
Mm.
Like, I found it fascinating to look into all those tubs,
mm-hmm.
but, like, the ridiculous colors.
Did you ever have the situation where, like, they would have the names, like, mislabeled?
No.
They would have them in the wrong place?
No.
That was always the problem that I ran into.
Really?
Yeah. Or I would be suspect of it.
Yeah.
Like, it would be, like, it would say, you know, chocolate eruption.
Yeah.
And I would look at it, and I'd be like, it's blue.
Yeah.
You know? And I would just not trust it. So I would, in a way, it was good because it was like process of elimination. Because
uh-huh.
I was 31 choices is a lot, you
yeah.
know, for a kid, especially a kid who like just fixates on every decision, like to minute detail.
Right.
As I did. So, you know, if I had $2 to spend on an ice cream, I was not going to waste that $2. I was going to make sure that whatever I got was exactly what I wanted. So that took some time. But like, when they were mismatched or they didn't look like what the label said, I would have to assume that whatever it was not good.
Yeah.
You know, because it's almost like they're saying like, well, we've got this blue stuff. What do we do with
Ooh.
It? Call it chocolate eruption. Okay. And, you know.
Would you like to try a farewell to Charms? And that's like a Charms candy ice cream.
What
I
are
just made up.
What are Charms candies?
They make the blow pop.
Oh, farewell to Charms. It's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. the fun also rises.
Ah, yeah.
I don't even know
For
what that
butter
is.
Butter or worse. That's butterscotch.
For butter or worse.
What about like the novelty aisle?
Okay. These are your bars and sandwiches
yeah.
and popsicles.
I love drumsticks.
I don't.
I want to squeeze this glass until it shatters. I feel like we discussed this.
I feel like
I was
maybe
equally angry.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have anything against them. I just don't. I don't favor them.
I like it. I like them. But what I really like is the ones that are just the chocolate shell.
And so you do like the show.
It's a different show.
Yeah, you're right. You don't want the nutty exterior.
I don't
exterior.
Mind the nuts, but I prefer the chocolate shell on its own.
Now, do you like the vanilla ice cream on the inside or chocolate on? Do you like chocolate on chocolate?
Vanilla.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. How about the ones that have the little bit of something inside? Like a little surprise?
You mean like that'll have a caramel?
A gooey caramel center. Yeah.
I don't like those.
No?
But you know what's the best part about a drumstick is in the process of making the drumstick, they coat the interior of the cone with chocolate, right?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Chocolate candy.
Mm-hmm.
And as it's sitting on the conveyor and sort of moving to its next destination after it's been sprayed with that chocolate,
mm-hmm.
a lot of the chocolate collects at the bottom, so you have this solid
that
chocolate
little
plug.
Nub down at the bottom.
It's awesome.
That is great.
That's a fun surprise.
Well, what's great about that, too, is like if you don't have that, like you just have a regular cone,
yeah,
a regular like pointy cone, not a cake cone, but a pointy cone. That stuff's going to leak out of there.
Man,
there's a hole down there, and ice cream is going to find a way
drive me nuts.
To get out of there. But when you have that little chocolate nub down at the bottom, plug. It's sealed. You're safe. You can hold on to that thing for as long as you want. You don't have to finish it in any particular time. Yeah,
it's a little chocolate bung.
What?
A bung. Don't look at me like that. That's what it is. It seals a hole. Look it up.
Let's talk about. Well, okay. Still sticking with the
sticking
the novelties. The ice cream sandwich.
Yeah,
those are great.
Yeah, they are.
Those I used to. That was the thing. I love the process of those because you get that wrapper and you can peel it back and you hang. You can hold on to the wrapper.
The thing is, I hate the wrapper.
Well, I hate the wrapper too.
It
but
melts the bottom of it as the ice cream sandwich is really good, but it is a messy treat.
Yeah, you're gonna get smudged on your on your fingers.
That cookie sandwich bit sticks to your fingers.
Yeah. Now, do you prefer the chocolate, like the sort of rectangular ice cream sandwich, the polar, whatever those things are called? Mm. There's like a name for them.
Yeah,
I think a brand. But then there's also like the Nestle style chocolate chip cookie sandwich.
I definitely prefer the chocolate cake.
Yeah.
The cookie. This classic.
The wafer.
Sort of your classic
chocolate wafer. Yeah.
Because the cookie, the Nestle thing is almost too much cookie.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's just too much in general. Like it's too much cookie and it's too much ice cream because you can't get your mouth around it. That's the problem I've always had.
Well, and it squeezes out because
it comes out the end.
Hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
The genius of the chocolate wafer is it's pretty soft itself, and so you don't have to risk punching out all that ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, shooting it at the back.
Yeah, yeah. What about, I've in my life sort of figured out what toppings don't work in ice cream and which toppings do, and it might be personal preference, but I have a couple.
Are these like, is there like a classification? Like, do you use like gel based toppings don't work? And
I've never classified them.
Crumbly ones
I could,
do? Or?
I suppose.
Okay.
I keep it fairly specific.
Okay.
But you were correct in the gel based.
Yeah. Don't put jelly
things
on. They get
rock hard.
There. Yeah. Yeah. They do. They do.
The water or the water. The ice.
Don't put water on your ice cream.
The iced cream. Makes them like super hard.
They interact with the crystals.
I don't like the gummy based.
Yeah,
gel based. I mean, I'm not really a huge gel based fan in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few that I like, but I don't want them in ice cream.
Yeah,
it's kind of the same problem with all these. They get too hard. M&Ms to me get too hard.
Yeah,
any chocolate, like solid chocolate like that.
Yeah.
M&M's, chocolate chips.
Even like a Rolo or like a Twix bar, those tend to get really hard too.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
He's
Rolos for?
Rolos on their ice cream.
I have done that. I have put Rolos on my ice cream.
That same guy was like, I'm going to quit today. Rolos.
I can't believe.
Like you brought Rolos.
I've got to put up with this.
They didn't even have Rolos.
I just brought them in. Yeah, I slipped them underneath the counter.
You put this in there? I guess.
I go up and order. Yeah, like, I'll have a Rolo Tomasi. And they're like, what's that? And I'm like, it's vanilla ice cream with caramel and Rolos.
I'll have a rock and Rolo, please. Can I have the Rolo coaster?
Rolo Beethoven?
Yes. Yes, you can have that. Absolutely.
What else is in it? Just Rolos?
It's just Rolos. And beets.
Do you have any other toppings that,
that I steer clear of?
Yeah.
I think that's, well, and I, again, I don't like fruit with ice cream at all. I can't think of any fruit that I like in an ice cream.
I would like fruity, like sherbet, sorbet.
Sure, I guess.
But that's not really ice cream.
No.
You know? That's frozen fruit juice-ish stuff.
I'm honestly trying to think of any fruit that I would enjoy.
What about bananas?
There you go. That's you get the some only one. That's the only one I'll say. That,
okay. What about coconut?
No.
That's technically a fruit, isn't it?
No, you know what, though? I don't really like it in an ice cream situation.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fruit, isn't it?
What about coconut flavor? Does that count?
I don't think that counts.
Okay.
Because flavor is different than the actual fruit.
Sure.
Going in there.
What if it's like coconut milk?
Yeah, that's
that you're
fun.
Pouring over regular milk.
I love it.
That's I'll take one medium cuckoo for coconuts and I hate it. I hate all the names.
Large I can't even think of anything. This would be an easy one.
I'll have a
rococo nut Sunday. We didn't talk about the ice cream truck.
Oh God, no, we didn't. There's the thing with the ice cream truck, though. It's never like just straight up ice cream.
No, I know.
It's always those individually wrapped things. Is that did the 70s do that? Was it like a thing like where you used to get ice cream, regular ice cream out of an ice cream
truck?
That's
what I want to know.
They would scoop it up, put it on a cone or whatever, and hand it to you. And then suddenly they were like, well, no, that could be dangerous. There could be razor blades in there. So everything has to be individually wrapped and prepackaged.
And shaped like a Ninja Turtle.
With weird, runny, colored gumball eyes. Yeah. Those things never stayed straight. You never got anything that looked normal. Yeah.
There'd be like a Batman one. Why does he have blue eyes?
And why are they running down his face?
I don't know, kid.
He's crying.
His parents
He's
were
weeping
killed.
Over his
That is sad.
But those things never, the Spider-Man always looked messed up
Man,
and deformed.
That,
and
you know what?
They always look like knockoffs.
And it's funny because earlier you commented on putting gum into ice cream.
Yeah.
And I thought to
which
myself,
is a horrible
what moron
idea.
Would put gum into it? And then I horrible remember idea. those ice cream pops had gum eyeballs.
Yeah.
And it was like pointless.
And you would just have to like slide them over to the side of your mouth while you ate the rest of it and just be like, okay, just hold there.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere. It's fine.
And they're rock hard from the...
Yep. Yep. And I mean, that gum is terrible anyway. It's like baseball card gum. In ice cream.
The ice cream truck or van or whatever, right? There was an evolution in my neighborhood of what it, how it signaled its arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, it was just a bell. It's like ding ding, ding.
Oh yeah,
ding.
Just like a manual bell.
Yeah,
yeah.
Guy on a bell. And then eventually they got the actual music that they would play, mm-hmm. right? And it would be the do 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 do. I think there were other ones that they would do.
Yeah, they would like rotate between two or three of them.
And my guy would ring the bell along with the entire
song. He didn't want to give up that bell.
No.
He didn't want to give up the
bell.
Well,
like someone must have told him, like, make sure the kids know you're there.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'll do the bell and the song.
Genius.
But then, like, it was long past the time that I was running out to get ice cream from the ice cream truck.
Mm-hmm.
But at one point, the one that came through my neighborhood, it got this creepy voice on it. Like, in between songs, this woman's voice that was automated would come on and go, hello? And I guess it was to, like, summon children out.
Mm-hmm.
To come get ice cream, but it was totally creepy.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
That makes me think of like the warning siren that they test every and then you hear that
the emergency alert system. You have all died. Welcome to hell.
I could never hear what that guy's saying.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It's not clear. You just have to hope. Like, I guess this is a drill.
God.
Otherwise, we're all just dead.
What's he saying?
What if he makes it up? What if he's like, there's actually
is
like
that
a guy.
Person?
Yeah, yeah. He's just sitting there behind a microphone in City Hall, and he's like reading the paper or something.
The Cardinals won the game last night, 7-5.
I liked. I mean, despite the usual. Like sort of crappy representation of ice cream
mm-hmm.
at the ice cream truck. I still really enjoyed running out there.
Yeah.
Know?
Yeah. It was the novelty of it.
Hey, and they had like drumsticks,
mm-hmm.
but they, you know, it was like you said, like it was never just ice cream.
Yeah.
It was ice cream pops and then popsicles and other stuff.
All that fruity bomb pops and all of that. Yeah.
And I really do. I wonder if there was a time that they were just serving ice cream.
I think there had to be.
Right?
And somebody messed it up. Somebody ruined it for everybody.
Yeah,
some jerk.
Some idiot.
Some jerk. It was Zarkon.
Hagar. Replace all the ice cream with this silly representation of my son, Lotor.
Father, that looks nothing like me.
Yes, I know, Lotor.
He was such a jerk. They were all such jerks to
each
other.
They hated each other.
They did. Great, what a dysfunctional family. They probably didn't even have any ice cream.
No. Not together.
It was probably too hot on Planet Doom or whatever.
Planet Doom. That's what it was called.
There is no ice cream on Planet Doom. That's why they were so angry.
That's sad.
I once had an employer who every year would pay for a ice cream truck to drive onto the company property and stay there for a couple hours, and you could come out and order whatever you wanted.
Was this the collections agency?
No. That would have been good, though.
Yeah. What was the one guy's name? Don Wayne.
Yeah.
I got an ice cream here for John Wayne.
No, Don. Don. D-O-N.
Just take
Don
your bomb
Wayne.
Pop. John.
John.
My name's John.
That's you.
I'll take it. I like ice cream.
Yeah.
But wait, you said this employer would pay.
Yeah, it was like an annual thing. Like, and there was like very little announcement about it. It would just be like, "Oh, hey everybody, the ice cream truck is here." And then, you know, you
they
go outside and be like,
it.
"How do I what do I do here?" And you're like, "You just order."
They should just be ringing.
They're just
that
ringing
bell.
The bell. Yeah. Like they just drive it into the hallway and just ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
You like go out to the get some coffee and
oh.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, I'll have one of the Ninja Turtle Pops.
Yeah.
What's do you think those have gotten any better? Like, do they still, A, do they still make those kinds of ice cream pops? And B, has the process gotten any more refined?
I'm going to say yes and no. Yes, they still do them, and no, it's not any better. Because thinking back to that instance of, this was probably 5 or 6 years ago when this happened, when that truck would come around. And I remember there being like Dora the Explorer faces.
Yeah.
And somebody would get one and it would just be
Swiper pop.
Horrible. Horrible. Ugh.
This doesn't look like Swiper.
Who's Swiper?
He's the fox that steals.
Oh, okay.
I think he's a fox. He might be a weasel.
SpongeBob. They do SpongeBob ones too. And those look disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, SpongeBob is not exactly an appealing shape. In any way, but you know, if I were going to eat a SpongeBob,
if I were going to eat a sponge,
if I were going to eat a SpongeBob, it would be like a cake.
Yeah, you
know, he would make a great cake. He doesn't make a good ice cream.
Yeah, you're right.
Let's talk about eating SpongeBob.
How would you most like to consume SpongeBob? In what form?
Milkshakes.
Ooh.
Milkshakes. Is that a can of worms? It's not a can of worms. It's a can of ice cream.
Does it count?
It's ice. Well, if it's real ice cream, it counts.
Mm.
Sundays?
What are you saying? What are you asking me? Do I like them?
I'm saying, where do they fall? Because I like milkshakes more than I like ice cream.
Let me ask you this, okay? I'm going to ignore that statement for a second.
Okay.
How do you feel about the banana split? Because that's sort of an iconic ice cream dessert, isn't it?
I think it's overrated, but I don't think it's bad.
I don't want one.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. It's like, what is it? Three different kinds of ice cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like
strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate.
Yeah, already a problem, strawberry. And then they put like strawberry on it.
Yeah, strawberry and chocolate and whipped cream.
Pineapple sometimes.
If it's a weird place, yeah.
We did that at Fritz's.
Really?
Yeah.
Fritz is pretty weird.
Whipped cream. Like, I don't really like whipped cream. Mm-hmm. And then there's two bananas there. It's a banana sliced down the middle.
Right.
Two halves of a banana. There's too much going on.
Well, you're supposed to split it with somebody.
Oh.
So there's that.
Oh.
There's that. So if you don't like the strawberry, you just swivel that thing
around. I don't like sharing ice cream. That's really? What I don't like with other people. My ice cream. Now, you like shakes more than ice cream desserts.
Just straight up ice cream. I prefer shakes to them.
I mean, it's a drink, though.
Yeah. Not always. Sometimes it's more
well,
of a...
Well, then what's the point?
Sometimes it is like the epitome of ice cream soup. Because you still have chunks of ice cream and you're spooning it. Well, you might. Maybe, what if you do one of those like steak and shake things where you're like, I want the Heath bar shake and I also want the banana zambadana shake. Put them together and then you like blend them. You mix them together. You're making soup.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to call like, that's my...
Making soup.
Yeah. For when you order some kind of sundae or anything with like weird stuff in it, I'm gonna call it making soup.
I'd like the Heath Care package, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like the Obama.
I'd like the the affordable Heath Care.
I'd like the affordable Heath Care Act, please. Well.
How's your foam?
It's semi-malleable.
Semi-malleable?
I think it's ready.
All right.
It's still scoopable, too.
We'll scoop that up and put it in the archive.
All right.